those longing for the dawn. For with Hashem is kindness, and with him is abundant redemption, and he shall redeem Israel from all its iniquities. Shir hamalos mima'amakim, kirasich Adonai, Adonai shima l'koli, tirianas necha kashuvos, l'kol tachanunai, imavanos tishmaya, Adonai mi ha'amon, kimacha haslicha l'ma'an tivarei, kivisi Adonai, kivisa nafshi, v'lidvaro chachalti, Nafshi l'Adonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker, yachel Yisrael, el Adonai, ki im Adonai chachesed, harbe imo fedus, v'hu yivdesa Yisrael, mikol avonosa. And also, I want to share some, where did I put them? Getting myself mixed up here. So, these are some prayers. One is for the Israeli soldiers who are trying so hard to protect Israel and do it in the most humane way possible. He who blessed our forefathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, may he bless the fighters of the Israel Defense Forces who stand guard over our land and the cities of our God, from the border of the Lebanon to the desert of Egypt, and from the Great Sea unto the approach of the Arava, on the land, in the air, and on the sea. May the Almighty cause the enemies who rise up against us to be struck down before them. May the Holy One, blessed is He, preserve and rescue our fighters from every trouble and distress and from every plague and illness. And may he send blessing and success in their every endeavor. May he lead our enemies under our soldiers' sway. And may he grant them salvation and crown them with victory. And may there be fulfilled for them the verse, "For it is the Lord your God who goes with you to battle your enemies, for you to save you." Mi Shabirach Avosenu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayale Tziva, Haganah Yisrael, Omadim al Mishmar Artsenu Ve'are Eloheinu Migvul Halavinon Ve'al Midbar Mitzrayim Umin Hayom Hagadol Adlavo Ha'arava Ve'yavasha Ve'avir Uvayom Yitain Hashem Es Oyevenu Hakamim Alenu Negafim Lifnehem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil Es Chayalenu Mikol Tzara Tzuka Mikol Naga Machla Yoshlach Beracha V'haslacha B'kol B'chol Ma'ase Yadehem Yad Be'er Shonenenu Tachtihem V'at Rim V'chaser Yeshua V'at Teres Nitzalchon V'kuyam Lahem HaKasuv Ki Hashem Elokeinu HaCholech Imachem V'hilasem V'chol Im Avosechem Ayuvechem The Hoshia Eschem Vinomar Amen. There's a prayer also from the FIDF for the hostages. 120, including tiny babies. It's just heartbreaking to see the pictures of these little infants who have been, there was one I saw today, been in captivity longer than a child has been alive on this earth. And what has this child done except to be born Jewish? May he who blessed our fathers, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Moshe, and Aaron, David, and Shlomo, bless and protect and guard those who were abducted from the Israel Defense Forces and the hostages amongst our brethren, the house of Israel, who are placed in trouble and in captivity. For this congregation is praying on their behalf. May the Holy One, blessed be He, have compassion upon them and bring them out from darkness and the shadow of death. May he break their bonds, deliver them from distress, and bring them safely back to their family's embrace. Give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for the wonders he does for the children of men. And may there be fulfilled in them the verse, "Those redeemed by the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing, and everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away." And let us say, Amen. Mi sheberach avosein Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Acharon David v'Shlomo Hu yivarech v'yishimor v'yinsor es nedarei tzva hagana v'Yisrael v'es hashvuyim v'sok she'er achinu v'es Yisrael ha'nesunin v'tzara v'vashivya Avur Shehakachal Misif Faleo Baavuram Hakadosh Borachu Imale Rachamim Alehem Yotziem Nehoshech Batsal Moves Umosrosehem Inatek Umim Tsokosehem Yoshiem Yoshivim Meharolach Lachain, no, Lachek, Mish Pachosehem, Yodu, Ladanor Hasto, Niflosa, Vivne Adam, Vikuyam, Bahem, Nikra, Shakasu, Uf, Duye, Adonai, Yeshuvun, Utsion, Verina, Vesimcha, Olam, Al. Rosham, Zason v'Simcha, Yasigu v'Nosu Yagon, Yagon v'Anicha v'Nomar Amen. Well, there's something that I just read from the United with Israel. It says, "Stand with our Jewish brethren who have suffered a vicious pogrom in L.A." CNN called the pro-Palestinian attack on Jews in L.A. a pogrom. Antisemitism is threatening Jewish lives everywhere. Never again is now. We cannot let history repeat itself. We stand united against antisemitism and pledge to fight hatred, incitement, and violence against the Jewish people and Jewish institutions around the world. Join the movement. The unprecedented increase in anti-Semitic attacks since Hamas's brutal massacre of innocent Israelis on October 7th demands immediate and global action. Jew hatred is not only spreading at universities, it is surging on the streets of our neighborhoods and communities. Join our global movement to declare never again and pledge to combat hatred and violence against Jews around the world. You can go to to Israel, to, let's see what I have there. I don't have there. Let's see. I thought it gave the website, but, Anyway, the stuff that's going on is just revolting, including right here. All right, so I had a story I want to share, but I'll play a little bit of music in between, something from my Rebbe Shlomo Karlbach. Thank you.
Rachamanu Yokim, Yokim Lono, Esukas Dovidano, Ipolem. Rachamanu Yokim, Yokim Lono, Esukas Dovidano, Ipolem. Sukkah do vidan nai pole. La 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 la. So get to be done, I fall in.
So, I want to share with you something from Kol Chevra. This is volume 4, number 1, a special Yahrzeit issue. This is put out by all the different students of Shlomo Carlbach, and it gives an insight to who my teacher was. It says, from my journal, 16 Mar Cheshvan, 5755, David Yisrael Miller, Reb Shlomo, my Rebbe, where are my words now? Where has our Torah gone? Where are you flying now? What unfathomable heights are you heading towards? You left us with so much yet to do. You never let us feel unthought about. You called or called back or were called by us in the early morning hours and always made us feel like we were right there with you and important and loved and thought about by you. In Modi'im, in Jerusalem, in New York, in Guerreville, California, in Berkeley, who will bring all the Rebbes to life now? Who will sit with 9 Sephorim on his lap or on the chair nearby and weave them all into a summer Shabbos afternoon talk on the lawn under the big shade-giving tree? Who will sit and joke in kibbutz and nurse a styrofoam cup of bad coffee all evening and be so intimate and irreverent and so relevant? And who is going to connect with each of us so profoundly and make each of us feel so uniquely and specially connected to you? You're still with us. I am staring at the candles illuminating your photos, One in particular is actually being illuminated by you. Your light, Rav Shlomo, is the brightest light. Always was, always has been. You're readying yourself for your reunion with your mother and your brother, and your long-awaited reunion with your Tata, father. Awestruck and trembling, I begin to imagine the awesome meeting ahead with the great Rebbes, the Rebbes about whom you spent just 40 years teaching exactly the non-observant world. We spoke exactly 2 weeks ago. You spoke with Vera first, whom you named Bat Sheva Shoevet Mayim, during our Tanayim. That's the ceremony, the engagement before the wedding. It was 11:45 p.m. our time and 2:45 a.m. yours, and I was tired and thinking, for once, let Vera talk at leisure with you, and she can tell me about it afterwards. Thank God you said to her, let me say hi quickly to Dovidel. Thank you for saying goodbye, for giving over Torah from Parshat Noach, and for telling me tomorrow night, the third night of Cheshvan, is the Yortzeit of the Heilig Rishoner. And so we spoke on the second of Cheshvan, and you told me about a great Rebbe's Yortzeit, its passing. And tonight, it's yours. Oh, my Rebbe, oh, my dear Rebbe, you remade the mold. You began the work of remaking Yiddishkeit for our times. You took on the world. You had it all on your shoulders. Rivers of ink and tears will now commence to flow. May we who have the zechut to know and to love and learn from you up close have the privilege to pass on some undiluted kernel that attached most strongly from your mouth to our soul. May you remember and pray for us all, in spite of, because of, our brokenness and foolishness and selfishness and hard-heartedness. Gewalt, it just occurred to me, what an advocate we all just gained in heaven. 12:30 a.m. Western Standard Time, Rav Shlomo reported to have left this world. 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. I can't believe it, so touched me. I was there at his Leviathan's funeral, and I had the privilege to know him and learn with him, thanks to my wonderful cousin, Jeffrey Fine, Yehoshua Leib Fine, who was the president of the Karl Bach Shul in New York. When I would come down there to spend time with my cousin, we would go to the shul, and it was just awesome. Everybody was singing all the wonderful songs. It was such a privilege. Now there are people who never even knew him alive, and still they get it. He's a very special teacher. Had the sweetness about him, besides all the incredible knowledge and the singing, the stories. But he had a sweetness, and he could see right into your heart. He would look at you, and he would know what you needed to hear. Truly a great soul. All right, so, yeah, that information about what's going around in the campuses and all over, it's really frightening. All right, so I'm going to share Achenu, and this is the prayer that we say after we say davening in the weekday. Achenu kol bes Yisrael hanesunim betzara betzara uveshivya ha'omadim ben bayom Uvein bayabasha Amakom yirachem Yirachem aleihem Yotziyem mitzara Livacha Umeyafel yora Mishibur legeola Hashtag bakala Bismillah karim v'noma amen. Our brothers, the entire family of Israel, who are delivered into distress and captivity, whether they are on sea or dry land, may the Omnipresent One have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily and soon. And let us say, Amen. I think I'll play something else from this Live in England CD.
You know, my beautiful friends, Sukkot is so special. You know what the holiness of us heathen is? That whenever a holiday comes, it is clear to us that this is the greatest in the world. And this is the highest moment of my life. And this is the day when I can be closest to God, to all of Israel, and be closest to the whole world. So, listen to me. Everybody knows, everybody knows. In the sukkah, when you sit in the sukkah, you're sitting a little bit in the Beis HaMikdash, in the holy temple, in the third holy temple. You know, Pesach is for Avram, Shavuos is Yitzchak, the Yaakov knows the Sukkah. This is Yaakov's holiday. And each time we sit in the sukkah, you have a little bit of the feeling like we are already in the third holy temple, which can never be destroyed. So I'd like to sing with you. You and I, my children, your children, we should be there when the holy temple be rebuilt.
Oh, and then you see that all. Stop.
Okay, that was the Tefila Trio, Aramucha, off of their self-titled CD. Before that, we listened to Fortuna from Brazil, Shalom Aleichem, off of A Jewish Odyssey on Putumayo Records. The Flying Bulgar Klezmer Band, we heard Rebens Tanz on Circus, traditional Crossroads label. For Spiel, before that, the song was Freitag, and the CD is called For Spiel. And Shlomit and Rabbi Sewell was before that, Rabbi Sewell and Galbi. The Seal of Solomon is the name of that CD. And then Shlomo Karbach. Okay, so we have a few minutes left. Here's something I need to share with you. There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO here in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Well, yeah, and you know, when you go to the RMV and you get your license renewed, you can indicate on your license that you're an organ donor. I actually have done that because I discovered that there's no problem as far as being an, you know, observant Jew with doing that, including you can donate your skin. So that's a good thing, right? Yeah. Okay, so what did I want us to end up with? Let's see what we got here. All right, let's do have an aguila for real. We'll get something from Daniel Gill, and let's do, it's loading, it says. All right. Okay, loading, loading, loading. That won't get us quite to where we want to go. Let's see. Oh, that might work. This is Solnigan. All right, let's try that.
Oh, I did, I did, oh.
Daniel Gill. Havana Gila for real. All right. Well, stay cool.